House of Unspeakable Secrets. Leslie Phillips in Ernest Dudley's 8-part comic strip thriller. Episode 3, The Faceless Ones. That famous Berkeley Square hairdresser, Hilaire, is also a spy for the eccentric Major Selby. Hilaire has just returned from Hamburg with a secret tape recording which reveals the hideout of a top wartime Nazi. Lord Dulaine, who runs a rival espionage department, is himself after the tape. Selby determines to discredit him. He instructs Hilaire to meet a girl who is friendly with Dulaine at the Café Piazza bar.
She's here.
Who?
The young lady.
Just coming into the bar, sir. Very lovely, isn't she?
Why?
Hello, Hilaire.
Miss Neville, but I wasn't expecting it to be you.
Nor was I expecting it to be you. But you can still call me Caress. Can't you, Hilaire?
Why, yes. I'm a bit,
Disappointed?
No.
Oh, you're pleased.
Yes, of course.
In that case, you can buy me a drink. I've still got that sore throat.
Oh, poor Donnie. What will you have?
I think a champagne cocktail would be rather good for it, don't you?
Yes.
Champagne cocktail, madam. And for you, sir?
Oh, the same, please.
Two champagne cocktails.
Well, that's something we both like together.
Yes.
Let's go and sit in that corner.
Mm, let's do that.
There we are. A little more intimate, isn't it?
I thought you were meeting someone.
Why should you think that?
Why,
You just said you weren't expecting to see me here.
What I meant was...
I think I'm meeting someone.
That is, you see, I...
Champagne cocktail, madam.
Thank you.
And for you, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What's the matter with him? The barman. He looked as if he wanted to tell you something.
Did he? Cheers.
Can't you feel him staring at the back of your head?
I know. It was my mother.
Your mother? Mm. Oh, isn't she sweet?
I was going to phone. You know her?
Of course. I've not long left her.
At the salon?
Mm-hmm.
How was she? Hadn't she got a blinding headache?
Didn't seem to have. You look puzzled. Oh, yes. I know I said on the train that I'd phone you first this afternoon, but I happened to be passing, so I looked in. Only you weren't there.
No. I think I will phone. I won't be a minute.
I'll still be here when you come back.
Bowman, where's my phone?
The call box behind the door, sir.
Hmm?
It isn't her.
What?
It isn't the young lady who was supposed to be here.
Oh?
I made a mistake. The other one has silvery blonde hair.
She isn't the girl who was expecting.
I thought it was when she came in and flickered the light or something. Sorry, sir.
Something seems to have gone wrong.
The other may still show up.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, I'll just make that phone call.
Yeah. Something's a bit dodgy. Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Can I help you, sir? Might you be looking for someone?
No, it's all right. I'll come back.
Yes, sir. Hmm. Now, what's he up to?
Oh, Celia. There's no reply.
Well, perhaps she's gone out for a few minutes.
She may have gone.
The young lady.
She's gone?
No, she's still waiting, but he's just looked in.
Lord Dulaine?
Yes, and she knew him. She did.
But did they say anything?
No, but I'm sure she gave him a sign, and he sort of touched the red carnation he was wearing on his buttonhole and went out.
I see.
I thought you might like to know.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Did you speak to your mother?
No reply.
Mightn't she have gone out?
Oh, it's unlikely. She was getting ready to meet me here.
Yes, she said you were having dinner together.
She told you?
Well, that's what gave me the idea that you might be here already.
I see. I think perhaps I ought to get back.
You couldn't have misdialed the number. Hmm? One does sometimes, especially if one's in a hurry.
No, I dialed the right number.
Shall I come with you?
Oh, it's very kind of you, but there's no need to trouble.
No trouble. It'll only take a minute.
Really? There's no need.
Come on, let's go. Besides, it'll give us an excuse to hold hands in the taxi. Oh, doesn't your salon lovely at night?
Well, come on in. I'll give Mother a shout.
What a heavenly scent.
Mother? She'll be upstairs.
Does she live here, too?
No, St. John's Wood. How did you know I live here?
Oh, I have my spies.
Well, she keeps a dress handy to save her going back. Mother? Mother? Hilaire? Mother? Where are you? She isn't here.
No.
No. I'll give her a ring. Might have gone home.
All right.
Won't be a minute. Miss Neville? Caress? Where are you?
You phoned.
No reply.
Perhaps she's on her way back.
I'd better go along and see if she's there.
I'm with Flight 2. I'm on my way to a party.
It was very kind of you to have come back with me.
Not at all. I wish you weren't so worried. Where will you be later tonight?
After dinner? Well, if Mother's all right, I'll be taking her home.
I live quite near you, the other side of the square.
Oh?
Why not look in and tell me all about it?
Well,
please
I...
Please do. I'd like to know everything's all right. 24 Fountain Street, first floor.
If it isn't too late.
It won't be too late for me. I never go to bed till dawn.
Oh, 24 Fountain Street. Mother? Mother? It's Hilaire. Mother? Mother?
Who's
there? Oh.
Yes?
Major?
Who else do you think?
Sorry, I'm a bit rattled.
What's happened?
I'm at her flat.
I know. Yes, yes.
He's turned up looking for her.
The fool.
I had to do him.
You haven't to...
No. At least I don't think so. Hold on. Let's have a look.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You there?
Yes.
He's breathing.
Good. I'd have had a bit of explaining to do.
He'll think he's a burglar.
Good idea. Leave a window open. Pull out a drawer or two.
Will do.
Finish your job?
Yeah.
And what are you waiting for?
Well, it was him butting in.
Get out. Quick.
Okay.
Before the idiot recovers consciousness.
Oh. He's coming round. Tougher than you'd think.
Get moving.
Right, sir. Now, open that window. And a couple of drawers.
Oh.
So long.
My head. Whatever hit me, I...
Mother? What's been going on? Who's that? All right. Oh, my head.
Good evening, sir.
Police? Good evening.
I was passing on my beat, sir, and noticed you've got a window open.
Oh, yes?
Ground floor. Anyone could get in.
They could.
This is your flat?
Not exactly. It's my mother's.
Your mother's?
Yes, she isn't in, as it happens.
She isn't. Might I inquire where she is?
I don't know.
I see. Do you live here?
Hmm? No.
may I have your name and address, please?
Hilaire, Berkeley Square.
Hilaire?
Hmm.
Would that be the well-known address, sir?
That's right.
Was I reading about you the other day in some glossy magazine?
Possibly.
At least my wife was. You're sure you are who you say you are?
Well, as sure as one can be of anything these days.
That's the point. And this is your mother's flat, but you are not aware of her present whereabouts.
Well, you'd better come in.
Thank you.
Just to explain, you see, my mother and I are having dinner at the Cafe Piazza in Soho.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to get in touch with her, and I seem to have missed her.
Yes, sir?
I phoned here, but I got no reply, so I thought she may have fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm.
When I let myself in a few moments ago, I have the key. There it is.
I see.
No sign of her. The window was open. I was going to close it when you rang.
And the drawers... Someone was in rather an hurry.
Oh, my mother must have come back some things for this evening and went off in a hurry.
Hmm. Well, I don't quite know.
You don't believe me.
Shall I answer it, though?
All right. Look, if it is my mother, she has a slight French accent. Please don't answer. Just hand it to me. I don't want to have to explain about a policeman being here.
I understand.
Hello? Hello, is that you, Hilaire?
It is your mother, sir. Mother?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute, Mother. Where are you?
I'm at the Cafe Piazza.
You're at the Piazza?
Oh, well, you said you're taking me out to dinner, remember?
It's been a bit of a mix-up, darling. I received a message you had a headache and would be late.
Headache? Hilaire, are you feeling unwell?
Oh, not now. Now I know you're safe.
Safe? Why shouldn't I be?
When did you get to? Never mind. Tell me later.
Have you been drinking?
Be with you as soon as I can and explain everything.
Shan't wait for you. It's well past 7:30 and I'm hungry.
Oh, well, go ahead then, darling. Start with the soup.
Just you worry.
I'm on my way. Oh, Mother's all right. Anyway, I'll put these drawers back. And... What are you doing at the window?
Oh, I've just given a signal, sir.
Oh, who are you waving at?
Police car outside.
Police car?
Oh, I know you're in a hurry. They'll give you a lift.
Oh, it's very kind of you, I'm sure, but really, I can take a taxi.
Oh, that'll be them. I'll answer it.
Oh, thanks. Will they toot their siren all the way, same as on the film?
Oh, I'm sure they'll be happy to oblige, sir.
In the sitting room.
Did he give us the tip-off?
Not to worry. I'll say you give him a lift. He's going to some restaurant.
We'll give him a lift, all right. Now, come on.
Where is he?
Isn't he here?
He's gone.
Mr. Hilaire!
Save your breath.
There's the window.
He's up through the window.
Damn fool.
Well, I never thought...
Not much of a drop, is he?
He's got away. Skipped.
Have some more coffee, Mother.
No, thanks. That was an awfully nice dinner, even though you did keep me waiting.
A little cognac or liqueur or something?
No, I still have a little wine left. You know, dear, I can't understand about the barman giving you that message.
He got his lines crossed, I suppose.
Stupid man. I was out for half an hour, that's all.
Well, it happened to be just the time I was trying to find you.
I'm sorry, darling. I never realized it was all to do with that telephone man, really.
Telephone man?
I didn't want to worry you, but there seemed to be something odd.
Oh, in what way?
Just a feeling. Anyhow, I thought I'd ask Mrs. Fitzgeorge. You know the interior decorator shop a few doors along. She rang up there and then, the supervisor or someone. They didn't know anything either.
Not really.
Mrs. Fitzgeorge said we ought to telephone the police.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've already had a word with the police.
You have? Mm. What did they say?
Oh, they checked up and found there was some sort of experimental work being done, some newfangled idea.
Oh, I see. By the way, Mrs. Fitzgeorge was thrilled to hear your back. She refused to let anyone else touch her ass.
I know.
Surprised she didn't realize there was something going on. It's obviously hush-hush.
How do you mean?
Well, you know her husband's a backyard boy at the Air Ministry.
A back room boy, Mother darling. How do you know about him?
Hearing her natter to you, of course. Last time she was in, it was all about Ubby coming home tired out and talking in his sleep about Nancy.
What?
Only it wasn't the name of another woman, but the code for that germ warfare factory.
Oh, that was just a joke.
Joke? Oh, you want to bet? I also think it's as well known that drives of ours can't repeat some of the things they hear. Why? What?
Nothing.
Oh, you've gone quite still.
It's coffee went down the wrong way.
I have a sip of my wine.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, but I'm all right.
What was I saying? Oh, I know what I did want to ask you.
What?
This girl, Therese Neville.
She's coming in tomorrow afternoon.
You think she'll be any good as a model?
All I care about is that she's got the sort of hair that I'm looking for.
Well, it is about time you began thinking our girl should look as your wife.
I'll meet someone one day.
How about the other girl you were going to see this evening?
Good Lord.
And why, what is it, dear?
Funny, are you mentioning her?
Right.
Well, she just come in.
The silver blonde?
Yeah, it is her, I think.
Hmm, she isn't showing much interest in you.
Doesn't know about me, yes.
But I thought you... She's going to the restaurant upstairs. I thought you'd arranged to meet her.
Hmm? I wonder if the barman saw her come in. I won't be a minute, darling.
Where are you going?
A quick word with her.
What for?
Wait here. Now, don't you go away.
Oh, this rushing about.
Hello, sir.
The girl who came in, a silver blonde.
Where?
A moment ago, went upstairs.
Didn't notice, sir. It got a bit quiet, and I was checking the form in the paper.
Definitely silver blonde. Seems to be looking for somebody.
Why not write a message on your visiting card? Ask her to contact you, and I'll take it up.
That might be an idea. Give me a pencil, will you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll just ask her to phone me tomorrow.
That's it?
Yeah.
But only give it to her if she is the right girl.
Now, get a good look at her. Don't worry. And by the way, there haven't been any police in asking about anyone.
Please?
Please.
Not as I've seen.
Good. Well, go ahead.
Emergency Arment's come through and gone upstairs.
He's taken my card, asking if she'd phone me tomorrow.
Won't you be getting yourself arrested picking up strange girls in restaurants?
Mm, what? Oh.
I was joking, dear.
I wonder if I've done the right thing. Bauman thought it was more businesslike.
She's very unusual looking.
What? Yes.
I don't believe you're listening to a word I'm saying.
I was just wondering if I had made the right approach.
Perhaps it's time you put me in a taxi and I went home.
Oh, you're feeling all right?
Just a teeny bit tired. It's been quite an evening, was it, one thing and another.
I'll get the bill.
I must say, I've had a lovely dinner.
Oh, good, good. Waiter, my bill.
May I have my coat, please? Number 12.
Number 12, certainly, madam.
You don't have to see me on Millaire.
Oh, well, I just thought...
If you'd just get me a taxi.
Your name, Millaire?
Hmm? What?
The hairdresser.
Yes.
You say your card to a lady upstairs.
Huh?
Have a word with you outside.
What is it, Hilaire?
Just a minute, dear. What's all this about?
You'll find out.
Mother, will you wait here a moment? I'll go and get a taxi.
All right.
Shall I be a moment?
I'll wait here.
I thought you wouldn't want me to start something in the restaurant.
What is it you want?
There's a nice dark alley up here. Come on, we'll soon settle this.
Who the devil are you?
Just because you know who you are, you think you can pick up girls in restaurants. Well, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
You're out of your mind.
I'm going to beat the daylights out of you. Your own mother won't know you.
Oh, now look here.
Come on, show some fight.
Well, you ask for it. Well, you started it, you know.
Say, whatever's going on here?
Paralyzed. I can't move. Just a little judo I picked up.
Well, you seem to know how to take care of yourself.
If you'll excuse me, I must get back to the Café Piazza.
What about him?
Oh, he'll be all right in a few hours or so. Only temporary paralysis.
By the way, difficult to see in the dark, but don't I know your face?
My name's Hilaire.
The hairdresser, of course. My wife's always on about you. I'm Lord Dulaine. You were in the Café Piazza. You were phoning.
Lord Dulaine? Oh, yes, your wife is a client of mine. Is this yours? Oh, the red carnation. You must have dropped it.
My buttonhole, thank you.
Good night, Lord Julian. Mustache now. Have to get a taxi for my mother. A taxi! Taxi!
Would you like to call a taxi for you, madam?
But thank you, no. My son's gone for one. Oh, there you are, Lair. What's this man want? Seemed bad tempered about something.
He mistook me for someone else.
He had a nasty face.
He's even worse now.
And his silver bronze gone anyway.
You saw her, did you?
Just after you went off with nasty face.
I don't suppose I'll ever see her again. Taxi's waiting, darling.
Now you don't have to come back with me.
Of course I will. I'll see you safely home.
I told you there was nothing unsafe about a taxi to St. John's Wood. Now, where's my key?
It's all right, Mother. I've got one. I enjoyed that dinner.
Hmm? So did I. In spite of the interruption. You've kept the taxi, so I won't ask you to have coffee.
No, thanks. But I'll just come in and see that I left everything tidy.
Tidy? Mm-hmm. What means tidy?
I may have opened a window. No, it's closed. Well, good night, Mother.
Good night, darling. And I hope you're going to get straight to bed.
Oh, I will.
A good night's rest is what you need.
I'll sleep like a top. Oh, good night, Mother. I'll see you at the salon in the morning.
See you in the morning.
I didn't keep you waiting long, darling. I want you to take me to...
I've already told him where to, Mr. Hilaire.
What? What do you mean? Why? You were the policeman.
Plain clothes. Now... hop in, we're in a bit of an hurry.
Yeah, what's the game? I
orders from Major Selby. He wants to see you now.
Major? Oh. What does the Major want to see me about?
Don't ask me. My job's just to get you to him and fast.
Are you really a policeman?
I can be anything, any time. Not like me. No identity, nothing to remember us by. Just the faceless one.
And those other two who turned up to give me a lift.
They're the other side, of course.
I thought you were with them.
So do they. That's the idea.
And you knew I jumped from the window when you went to let them in.
Been disappointed if you hadn't.
Now I understand why I wasn't followed to the Café Piazza.
Yes, I took care they didn't do that. This taxi's slow. Get a move on, driver. I'm a police officer. It's urgent.
Perhaps He's on their side. Not really a taxi driver either.
I shouldn't make those sort of jokes if I were you.
Oh, sorry.
You could be right.
I'm not used to this sort of thing yet.
It takes a little time.
Well, are we going to the office?
Yes. Big brother can't wait to see you.
Sounds ominous.
Yes?
I've got him.
You've been long enough. Door open.
There you go.
Aren't you coming?
Yes, yes. I'll wait here. You know where his office is? Over the judo club.
Yeah. I've been here before. It's Hilaire.
Well, don't stand out there. Come in. Close the door. You know it's gone up the spout, don't you?
What has?
The Yosef tape. Vanished.
Vanished? Where? Who's taken it?
That two-timing double spy in the next office.
You mean?
We're running the bug office.
Bug office?
This is Delaying up to his tricks, but I'll get it back. If I blow up half Whitehall to do it.
The girl at the Cafe Piazza. I saw her.
Oh, I know.
And then Lord Julain. He appeared on the scene.
This girl, Caress Neville, showing up as well.
You know about that?
Well, what do you think the barman was doing? His job to keep his eyes and ears open. It's her I want you to concentrate on.
Caress? But I haven't told you about the chap who attacked
her. Shut up and listen. My bet is she's in with Julain. Why, she was on the Nord Express.
She was after the Yosef tape.
It figures.
What about the other girl?
May have got a bit off the beam there. Not only information comes into this office, but misinformation, too.
So she should turn up at my salon. Not that I think she will.
Yeah, the thing is to slip along to the flat at Fronton Street.
What, tonight?
No, I want action.
Oh. You think that this chap, one of those faceless ones, I suppose you call
him... No, name's not actual, correct.
You think he's passed over the tape to Caress Neville?
Of course he'd peel it off to her.
But...
Don't ask me why. I know what I know.
What's that?
Skip the questions. Just take orders. Drop in at the flat.
Right.
If she's back from her party, okay. You go into your act. Winkle what you can out of her.
Ah.
She'll have had a drinky or two. She'll be warm, willing.
Will she?
Soft lights, sweet music. She'll be in something loose.
Loose?
Oh, I wish it was me. I'd be licking my chops.
But supposing she hasn't come back?
See if you can break in.
Break into her flat?
Unless she slipped you the golden key.
No.
You'll be wearing a radio mic so I can listen into you.
A radio mic?
It's a miniature mic. Fits inside a type-in. You'll wear it all the time. Picks up everything. I'll be in a tradesman's van parked nearby.
Yeah, but
anything gets dodgy, I can come running.
Yes, but supposing she's there and I have to,
Well?
Well, won't it show? The radio mic, I mean.
No, it's very tiny. Anyway, have to keep your shirt on. I'll just fix you up with your mic and we'll blow. Tame policeman will drive us in the van. Let's go. Is everything fixed up, Constable?
All okay, sir.
Switch on. Let's hear what he's up to.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. Miss Neville's flat is on the first floor.
Yes, sir.
That's the hall porter.
But he had to go and bump into him.
He would.
I'll take you up, sir. Thanks. Miss Neville is in.
Oh, I think so, sir. I saw her come in about half an hour ago.
Good.
I took a gentleman up there a few minutes back.
Oh, really?
Hear that, Major?
I heard.
I didn't see either of them go out again.
No.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks.
This little flat's along here.
Thanks.
Are the door's open?
What?
That's funny.
I'll give her a call.
Good. He's going to get in.
Sounds like it, sir.
Caress?
Miss Neville?
It's Hilaire.
Must have gone out again. Just when I wasn't about.
I expect her.
But you shouldn't have left her door open.
Rather careless.
I'd better close it. Never knows her there.
She let him shut the door.
Should have made an excuse to go in.
Will you wait, sir? Or would you like to leave a message?
No, I'll probably telephone or something.
Shall I say you call, sir?
It's all right. I'll phone.
Very good, sir.
Why didn't he nip in?
Missed his chance there.
I'll go and get hold of him. I mean to get into that flat. But definitely.
Right, Major.
Wait here.
Yeah, you.
Who's that? Oh, it's you. I was just going to the van.
Quiet. You're going back.
But you heard what happened.
Why the devil didn't you pop in?
He shut the door.
You could have said you were a brother or something and would wait.
I didn't think of that.
Now, what do you think of?
Well...
Oh, don't tell me. Shut up and come on.
How are we going to get in?
Fire escape, tradesman's entrance or whatever. Always some way. Down this turning.
Damn dark. I can't... What was that?
Something in the dustbin.
Maybe jump.
Now watch how you go. Keep quiet.
Ah, my eyes are getting used to the dark now.
Ah, here's the fire escape.
Oh, get it.
Look where you're going.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see it.
This will lead up to our flat. Up we go. Follow me.
Is the door opening?
Will in a jiffy. Might try this other gadget.
Do you always carry a burglar's toolkit?
Never without it. You should get one. Always come in handy.
I will.
Nearly got it. Here it comes. Got it.
We're in.
This is the kitchen. Don't switch on the light.
No.
Listen.
She doesn't seem to be at home.
We can give the place a going over. Come on.
This is the sitting room.
Curtains are closed. Shut the door. Now, where's the light switch? Very cozy pad.
I think she's got money.
Or someone else's.
What do we do if she should come in?
Introduce me as a friend.
Yeah, but how do I explain?
Oh, not to worry. We'll pretend to be drunk, find ourselves here by mistake.
What, by the fire escape?
Oh, don't argue. A bedroom is where she's most likely to hide anything. Now, here we are.
Look. Your chap from the bug office.
Yes, don't touch him. Don't want to leave fingerprints on the knife.
He's dead.
You can say that again.
He's dead.
Whoever stuck that in him meant it for keeps.
One of the faceless ones.
Hmm? What was that?
Just what the other one in the van was saying. Hello?
Well, what have you picked up? Let's have it.
Here.
A flower. Someone's buttonhole.
A red carnation.
In episode 3 of The House of Unspeakable Secrets, Hilaire was played by Leslie Phillips, Selby by Simon Mack,